WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, hustlers. Asher Blake here, and welcome back to Morning Hustle Rituals. 5 minutes to win, your daily dose of motivation and strategies to kickstart your day like a boss. Today, we're diving into something super important, setting boundaries for your mental health. Ever feel like you're constantly giving, 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 but never getting that refill? You know, that feeling when your cup is perpetually on empty. Trust me, I've been there. The thing is, in our hustle-obsessed world, it's easy to blur the lines between me time and everyone else's time. We say yes to everything, overcommit ourselves, and end up feeling drained and depleted. But here's the truth. Setting boundaries isn't selfish. It's self-care. It's essential. Think of it like this: you wouldn't let your phone run on fumes without charging it, would you? Your mental well-being deserves the same level of care and attention. Now, I'm not talking about building a wall around yourself and becoming a hermit. Setting boundaries is about creating healthy limits that protect your time, energy, and emotional space. It's about saying no when necessary, prioritizing what truly matters, and making sure your needs are met. Let's break it down into 5 key takeaways to help you get started. 1. Identify your non-negotiables. What are the things that absolutely recharge you? Maybe it's spending time in nature, catching up with friends, or simply having an hour of quiet reading. Recognize these activities and make them a priority. Think of them as your mental hygiene essentials, just as important as brushing your teeth. 2. Communicate clearly. Don't be afraid to express your needs and boundaries to others. Be direct and respectful, but firm in your communication. You can say things like, "I'm happy to help, but I have a prior commitment at that time," or "I need some quiet time to recharge after work." Remember, clear communication prevents misunderstandings and sets expectations. 3. Learn to say no. This is probably the toughest one for many of us. Saying no can feel uncomfortable, but it's essential for protecting your time and energy. You don't have to justify your decision or feel guilty about prioritizing yourself. Remember, saying yes to everything often leads to burnout and resentment. It's okay to decline requests that don't align with your goals or well-being. 4. Protect your digital space. Social media can be a great tool for connection, but it can also be a major drain on our mental health. Be mindful of how much time you spend scrolling and interacting online. Set boundaries by limiting screen time, taking breaks, and unfollowing accounts that bring you negativity or stress. Remember, your well-being is more important than endless scrolling. 5. Schedule me time. Just like you schedule meetings and appointments, block out time in your calendar for activities that nourish your soul. Whether it's a walk in the park, a hot bath, or simply reading a good book, make me time non-negotiable. This is your time to recharge, de-stress, and reconnect with yourself. Think about a time when you felt completely overwhelmed and stretched thin. Maybe you said yes to too many commitments, took on too much work, or neglected your own needs. What happened? How did it make you feel? Probably exhausted, stressed, and maybe even resentful. Now imagine that same scenario, but this time you set clear boundaries. You politely declined some requests, protected your time for activities that brought you joy, and communicated your needs effectively. How would that have changed the outcome? You'd likely feel calmer, more in control, and energized to tackle your responsibilities with renewed focus. Remember, setting boundaries is a continuous process. It takes practice, self-awareness, and courage to stand up for yourself and prioritize your well-being. But trust me, the rewards are immense: increased clarity, reduced stress, stronger relationships, and a whole lot more energy to pursue your dreams. So go out there, set those boundaries, and reclaim your mental health. Share this episode with someone who could benefit from this message. And don't forget to hit that subscribe button and leave a review if you found value in today's episode. Until next time, keep hustling with intention and purpose.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.